Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So now, mainline reporters that just do stories covering the different ideas and theories about where COVID-19 came from, as the evidence mounts, it was made in the lab and released on purpose, are being blocked by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Now, Twitter announced last week that they're going to be blocking tweets in live time with AI before you can even send them out. And a bunch of people I've talked to, like Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett, and others, are trying to just put out reports, and if they say hydroxychloroquine anywhere in there, just covering what Trump says, they're not allowed to upload it. So this is the total censorship. But in the UK, Paul Watson's written for Summit.News, they are now sending people to your house, including Nigel Farage, the shadow prime minister, the man behind Boris Johnson, because he dared, as a journalist, go show where the Muslims are still invading at the coastline. This is total tyranny. This is the power grab. This is the great leap forward of the post-human era. Paul Watson, tell us about the latest developments in the UK that we know is a beta test.
Well, of course, over the past few weeks, we've had numerous stories about police using surveillance drones to harass and publicly shame people for walking their dogs in remote areas of the countryside. They were very proud about that. We had numerous reports of people having their shopping bags inspected. And in one case, in fact, several cases, if you'd purchase wine or snacks, crisps, chips, stuff like that, they said they claimed that was an inessential purchase. Completely, in a complete misunderstanding of the law, any shop that's open is selling essential goods. So anything.
And that's because the police are rabid communist globalist enforcers.
Yeah, and now I put up this article on Saturday. They're investigating people who make tweets dissenting against social distancing and lockdown. Somebody who was quite vehement in doing so noticed that after he had tweeted critical messages against the police, the law, he went onto his LinkedIn profile and it said he had 9 visits from the Metropolitan Police. So we've literally got 100,000 people from foreign countries still landing at UK airports with no health checks, no quarantine. They only just changed that law now. Coming straight into the country, dispersing amongst the transport system, no checks whatsoever. We've got record numbers of boat migrants coming in from France, from Calais, into Dover, into the South Coast, with the government, again, acting as a taxi service to rescue them and bring them into the country. Meanwhile, we're under house arrest. Meanwhile, Nigel Farage goes and reports on it, takes a cameraman, talked as a 2-minute piece to camera. The day after, he gets a visit from the police, even though he's part of the media. He's got a national newspaper column. He's a national syndicated radio host with LBC. That is, under the government's own law, an essential key worker. He's in the media, yet he still gets a visit from the police warning him not to do that. He said he's going to ignore that warning. And again, that's because of people tattling on him. You also have, Alex, this kind of new high priest class of the people who are wearing the masks. And it's become this kind of status symbol of them being better than you because they're obeying the law better than you. And they get to preach that you're not obeying social distancing. Funny thing is, over the entire UK, people are noticing these PPE, these masks, are being just thrown on the floor as litter across the entire country, potentially infecting anyone who picks them up. So the people who are so, you know, uptight about not spreading the disease, once they've done with the mask, are just discarding it onto the side of the road signaling. The or whatever.
It's all virtue signaling crap. Isn't the key, though, the UN's own admission that 100 million are set to starve, 30 million right now, and pointing out to their face, you're causing mass collapse worldwide while you sit here on welfare, and we've got to get back to work, Paul?
Yeah, but the irony is that the lockdown is causing mass death. It's going to cause 1.4 million TB deaths across the whole world because people can't get treatment. The lockdown is the mass killer, way more than coronavirus.
That's right.
All the experts who are not getting much media play, but they're saying this, are desperately trying to warn people of that fact.
Well, that's right. The media goes, COVID-19 causing global starvation. No, the lockdown is. Summit.News. Paul Joseph Watson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
Stay with us. your phone calls, a ton of news, and then David Icke on the most censored broadcast in the world. Whatever you do, don't spread the word. Lay down and die.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at BoersStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you know Bill and Melinda Gates' patent to track you by microchip or arm bracelet to buy and sell under COVID-19. They have another patent to put an implantable chip in your skin that's ink inside the vaccine. Well, now a bill has been introduced for $100 million by the Democrats to have contract tracers that track and trace and enforce the next wave of the lockdowns that are coming and the big bio attack that is phase two that Bill Gates says is coming. And believe me, he should know. This is just a drill to make sure you shelter in place and die inside your home when they launch the real bio attack, all the evidence shows. But this powerful report is on Bandai Video. There's a new bill that has 666 in the title. They seem to always do this. That's H.R. 6666, the Bill of the Beast. Here it is.
The World Health Organization recommended forcibly removing family members from their homes and putting them in quarantine.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Queen Elizabeth seemed to be echoing this idea to the UK.
It reminds me of the very first broadcast I made in 1940, helped by my sister. We as children spoke from here at Windsor to children who had been evacuated from their homes and sent away for their own safety. Today, once again, many will feel a painful sense of separation from their loved ones. But now as then, we know deep down that it is the right thing to do.
Bill Gates has been pushing the idea of tracking people with digital tattoos, and Microsoft was recently granted patent number 060606 for a cryptocurrency surveillance system connected to the human body. Now enter H.R. 6666 to authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities such as contact tracing through mobile health units and, as necessary, at individuals' residences and for other purposes. On May 1st of 2020, Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush introduced H.R. 6666. This act is essentially setting up a nationwide contact tracing and quarantine program run by Big Pharma. Section 2, COVID-19 testing and contact tracing using mobile health units, will allow Bill Gates loyalist Alex Azar and the CDC to fund eligible entities to conduct tests, trace and monitor the contacts of infected individuals, and to support the quarantine of these contacts via mobile health units. Who are the eligible entities qualified to receive this funding? Health centers, nonprofit organizations, high schools, and anyone else that Alex Azar deems eligible. The amount of taxpayer dollars being asked for to trace the public and force quarantines is $100 billion for 2020 alone, and whatever may be necessary as long as the emergency period continues. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
By the way, if you want to see his amazing reports, you simply go to Bandai Video, click on the left-hand corner, go to the Greg Reese section, and you can see all of those reports there. The average report has about 170,000 views, which is a real shame. They need to be seen by millions and millions and millions of people. They're absolutely critical. He's got a big one he's getting ready that we're going to air in the second segment of the fourth hour today. And then Gerald Celente will take over until the war room with Owen Schroyer. This is causing a worldwide meltdown. Now Hollywood and the globalists admit, oh, it's for the earth. It's good to have the lockdown. You're never going to have your job again. First, they told you that industry and farming was bad, that you would be a service person. That would be the new economy. Now that they got you to be obsolete, they're replacing you with robots and saying, don't worry, you'll get a universal income that's a pittance, but you got to take the vaccines. You got to do what we say. Now the new DNA vaccines go into your cells and reprogram them at the cellular level. That's called cancer. And it's so incredibly dangerous. Meanwhile, 1.4 million people to die from untreated TB due to coronavirus lockdown. Scientists in Brazil have found that countries most affected by the coronavirus spread are the ones continue to allow unrestricted travel across their borders, prompting further arguments that the most effective method of preventing the spread is tighter frontier controls. The research carried out by the Federal University of Salvador suggests that screening and quarantining those coming into countries from the outside could be the best way. But it goes in to break down the fact that TB now is exploding, and because of people not getting treatment from it, they estimate 1.4 million additional will die. In fact, even the London Guardian has reported that as well. So, let's go ahead and look at the facts. Why are 15,000 people a day flying into the UK unrestricted, untested? Because it's all a hoax. They count all normal deaths from cancer or heart attacks or other diseases in the column. That's all admitted. And I keep harping on that because this is designed to bring down our economy. Now, what I want to do is open the phones up, and I want to discuss this with everybody. In the next segment, I'm going to get into this really important piece, because we've seen these Moody's and Barron's and all the people that rate the stock market talk about insiders come out and say, oh, if we open things, it'll cause a depression because we'll never get rid of COVID. They chose the common cold that they patented and own so that it never goes away, so everyone's suspect. And so they can attribute it to every death. That's how the scam works. U.S. risking a second wave and a depression, Mark Zandi warns. We're going to cover this and then go to your calls. Start of the next segment. I want to give first-time callers a chance to call in, particularly medical workers, law enforcement, military. You'll go to the head of the line because I want to hear from you, but we're going to go to everybody. First-time callers, please give us your take on the situation, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Some folks don't have 1-800 calling from outside the U.S., so you dial your country code, and then 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776, and we'll go to your phone calls. And I'm not going to be rude. What's rude is making you hold. I'm going to try to go to you quickly and move the next person without the pleasantries. So in the interest of that, I'm not going to thank you for calling. I'm just going to go to you. We're going to test that out today because by the time I thank you and you thank me, we've blown 20 seconds of what you could be saying. So I'm just going to say, boom, you're on. Boom, you're gone. Boom, you're on. Boom, you're gone. Like I used to do 25 years ago. We'll see if we can do that. 877-789-2539. Okay. I'm also going to be interviewing David Icke coming up in the next hour. And then, of course, we've got the situation coming out with General Flynn and some of the articles dealing with that. on InfoWars.com. How now even the DOJ is slamming NBC's Chuck Todd over deceptive editing of A.G. Barr interview. Yeah, how's that feel, Barr? When the media lies about what you say and then comes after you. I've had the Attorney General of New York, who we're considering legal action against right now, say that I claim I have a cure to COVID-19 or a treatment. I never said any such thing. And then she used the claims that I was committing crimes to try to get my operation shut down. And I'll be talking about it soon. But folks, these people are monsters. And they've gotten away with all this crime and they think they're invincible. It's unbelievable. And now they've been caught editing with jump cuts over him. That's what Megyn Kelly did to me. I told Megyn Kelly I thought that Sandy Hook happened. She edited it. Probably have to sue NBC. That's coming up. I mean, these people are just crooks, man. Everybody knows it, and I'm so tired of it. I'm so sick of it. CBS just got caught staging people going into hospitals and fake lines of cars, as we first reported. There's no depth to which these criminals will not sink. And now they're telling us we're locked down under martial law forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What are we doing today? Doing the same thing we do every day, Pinky. Taking over the world. That's Pinky in the brain. There are always people that want to dominate and take control of everything. It's their nature. And globalism is a corporate takeover of the nation state. Globalism is total domination for domination's sake. Anti-God, anti-family, because people that have God and have family are self-sufficient and strong, and they're not easily malleable like clay to the potter. And so we watched, going back 3 months ago, 4 months ago, all these financial experts, all these billionaires going on CNBC, going on MSNBC, going on CNN saying, if Trump doesn't lock the economy down, we're going to have a total depression. We're like, really? If you lock it down, it'll cause a depression. Then it turned out those individuals had done giant put options against the stock market, and when it plunged, they made billions of dollars. One guy made $2 billion in one day. Oh, but Martha Stewart went to jail for selling $1 million or whatever of her stock, 800,000. Oh, but when they do it, it's okay, it's good. Well, Moody's, that tells you what everything's valued, Mark Zandi, has come out and said, oh, the states are opening too soon. And if that happens, why, it's going to cause another wave, which they're always planning to say is another wave. Again, all their numbers were 40, 50 times off. They adjusted them, and now they zoom way down to the little tiny number and make it huge. Why? Why, we've got an emergency. 5 new cases in Wuhan. Everybody run for the hills. Why, Germany's got 50 new cases. We're all dead. For 7.5 billion people. Up to 60 million die a year. Millions are dying from TB that can't get treatment, and heart attacks and cancer and suicide. But that's okay. Let's put up the world map here, can we, of the supposed dead worldwide. Not even near a million. And that's with them appropriating every death. But I predict by the end of this year, they'll say 20 million worldwide because they incentivize money by global standardization through the WHO. To where everyone's going to say it's a COVID debt to get that money. Because we have a global government. We have private corporate groups dictating. So let's put it back on screen. 283,000 deaths globally. 79,000 in the U.S. 32,000 in the U.K. 30,000 in Italy. 46,000 in Spain. France. Brazil. Brazil was going to be a million dead because Bolsonaro didn't lock it down. Now it's 11,207. Let's look at Sweden. They didn't do anything. They've got one of the lowest deaths. That's because they're not doing fraudulent testing. It's all a giant scam. And they're going to have the blue cities and the blue states first, and the big corporations not let you leave your house, not let you have a job, unless you've got that ID card or that digital app on your phone saying you're kosher. And morons that opt into this, like they're the good people, they're the heroes, they need to be confronted with the fact that they're schmucks engineering a global financial collapse and mass death of the third world of tens of millions who can't get basic medicine and who are starving to death. That's the real world, you delicate geniuses, you beautiful leftist losers, you dumbass followers. Oh, but
Here's Mark Zandi. Mark Zandi, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, blow that up on screen for me over here, please. My eyes aren't what they used to be. I can't see it over there. How many people we got dead in Sweden? Let's see the numbers in Sweden for me. Pretty please, cupcakes on top. 3,256 in Sweden. What's the flu usually kill in Sweden every year? I was looking it up, about 15,000. Of course, there's no deaths now in the U.S. from flu because they're all attributed to COVID. They ought to have that as the new European siren on police cars instead of just COVID. Oh, what is a civilization? Oh, a panic over a virus run by Bill and Melinda Gates, psychotics that said they want a global reset and to shut the economy down, and now Hollywood's celebrating it, saying we all deserve to starve to death. But it's okay. Here's Mark Zandi on CNBC telling you he doesn't want a depression, so just keep the economy shut down. It's like saying, I don't want you to die, so let me shoot you in the head with a 12-gauge shotgun at point-blank range. You're like, that'll kill me. No, it won't. He's like, I love your thumb. Let me smash it with a hammer. Oh, but he's a hero. Here's to you, Mr. Hero. Here's to you, Mark Zandi. Here he is.
The prospect of a depression, given the data we have today, Mark, your thoughts there?
Well, I think if we reopen too quickly and we see infections rise, get a second wave, and that causes more business disruption, we may not shut down again, but certainly it will scare people, spook people, and weigh on the economy. That would be the fodder for a depression. In my nomenclature, depression would be double-digit unemployment for more than a year.
We already have that.
You know, if we get through this period without another wave, then this would end up being a really bad recession, but we get a second wave, it'll be a depression.
And, of course, they're going to call it a second wave and a third and a fourth and a fifth. Bill Gates said last week, I played the clip last hour, he said, talking to Stephen Colbert, the comic that poses a newsman that now poses as our doctor, he said, oh, this is just wave one. The next wave's a bio attack, as I've told you for years, a real bio attack. This is just making sure you behave yourself because they don't want things to get out of hand when they really take an axe to your ass. And so that's what I've been telling listeners. I'm actually now moving to the country. I'm actually building the armored fortress. Look like a farmhouse, but it's going to have steel walls. I'm actually giving up on folks. I mean, spiritually, we got to get people right with God. We're going to try to fix things. But we failed to stop the globalist takeover at this level. We knew it'd be a biological weapon attack. We first said it'd be a simulant to lock you down. Been telling you that since Endgame, 2007. And then the real bio attacks come after this. Word for word what I've told you. In fact, dude, get that archivist we've got that's so good at finding things. Get him to go back for the Bill Gates film we're making right now. This is his main job. And find all the times I said the first bio attack will only kill maybe a couple hundred thousand worldwide. That'll be the simulant to lock everybody down. Then we'll have IDs and tracker chips and apps and drones and robots controlling us, and then the next wave will kill a couple hundred million, and we'll really get locked down under that. It'll legitimize the lockdown, and you wear your damn mask, and you take your inoculation. We lost millions. I lost my mom. I lost my brother. You do it. You'll have the contact tracers ready, the Maoist enforcer brigades. And then after we're all locked down and behaving ourselves, they won't wait long, like 5 years after it's all locked down, and they've purged the anti-vaxxers. They're going to release a chemical weapon that they're going to say is biological, but they'll have the cure for themselves, and they're just going to kill. I think they'll just go for it all. It'll kill 6 billion men. You're all dead. And just remember, you won't listen now, but when you're dying, flopping around like a fish, vomiting your guts out with blood coming out of your eyes, remember the devil did this to you and that Jesus is real.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On your phone calls.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I hate censors. I hate tyranny. I love America.
Duhas Mitch.
Now, let's talk about this. Start of the next segment, I have a little surprise for everybody. You know San Antonio said they'll arrest you if you say the words Chinese virus. Well, let's just say we got a surprise up our sleeves. Coming up next segment, we'll show you what's going on. I'm going to go to your phone calls here in 60 seconds. Just don't forget, we've got the biggest sale that we've run in the year so far. We won't have a sale this big, this wide, until Christmas, till after Thanksgiving. It's basically all of our best-selling supplements. even the ones that are close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, with the pregnenolone, for 30 to 60% off. 8-pack Power Stack is amazing. It's an AM and PM pack, 13 different pills, 13 different supplements. This is a way for you to give friends, family, yourself, to boost your overall body's defenses, to be healthy, to sleep better, everything. It's 60% off, but when they ordered it, there was a mistake last year. They double ordered the amount. Well, we've sold down now the extra amount. And so now it's going to go back to maybe 20% off or so coming up in a couple of weeks, because now we're not close to selling it out, but within 3 or 4 or 5 months, we'll be sold out. So we're now going to start going back to more of a regular price to bring in some money and fund ourselves so that this thing isn't a loss because we ordered so much. But it's really a great product, a great value. We're selling it very close to cost at 60% off. It's really our best value. So 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Bazobeat, 40% off. Limited edition InfoWars Mask, $9.95. Living Defense Plus, 50% off. That's so important. DNA Force Plus back in stock. It's the number one product you should get. 50% off. X2 back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil back in stock, 50% off. And a bunch of other things. Take advantage of that now and get Squirrible Food. Because, again, COVID-19's hyped up, and we now understand the takeover plan. They chose a patented cold virus so they could say everybody was suspect, and so they can always say all deaths are being caused by it. It's built in so they can use the statistics and ramp them up with the normal death rates or ramp them down, not counting the death rates. So this is all absolutely a scam. We've cracked the code. The president understands it. That's in the news now. But we got to go further than just sidelining the fraudulent Fauci NIH crime syndicate. They've got to be prosecuted. AP exclusive docs show that White House officials buried CDC report. No, he sidelined them. He was thinking about getting rid of it completely, but instead of making them victims, he just sidelined these lying monsters. So Fauci, to get headlines again, goes, I'm self-quarantining because 8 people in the White House tested positive for coronavirus, which, again, a papaya or a goat will test positive. This is part of him grabbing headlines again when it comes out that he jailed the top scientist that exposed him profiting off HIV drugs. But their attempt to silence her has only failed as well. Word is she's going to be testifying in Congress. So the globalists are in a lot of trouble. The problem is they're going to launch even bigger attacks now. What's coming next after the COVID hoax? Depression and then more COVID hoax, because it's built in because it's the cold virus. Unbelievable. Okay. Michaela in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Hi, I just want to say I've been watching you since 2014, and you're so brave, and you're such an inspiration. What can we do to wake up fellow Americans to what's going on?
Well, Michaela, let me just say something. I'm not brave. I'd have to be stupidly brave when they're coming with forced inoculations, world government, pedophilia, total Satanism, to, like, go along with it. I mean, you and I, all of us are, like, together in this, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, and the walls are closing in on us, and we're just trying to get out of this, you know?
Yeah, I'm crying on the phone at work, so.
Well, we should be crying. You know, I'll be honest with you. I've cried for my children at night. I just can't help it. I've cried, and I'm not somebody that cries a lot. I usually cry on air, think about grandparents or something, but I've been having tears of concern. So quietly, just tears start coming out. I'm not sobbing, but I'm really going through grief. We should all be going through grief. We're going into a hardcore tyranny. We're all in grave danger. It says you're a medical worker. What's your view on the lockdown?
I just check in patients at an MRI office.
What is your view on all this?
My view? Mm-hmm. It's over-exaggerated.
What do the doctors and other medical workers around you think? What's the consensus?
They're just taking extreme precautions. I feel like it's half and half. Some of them are buying into it. Some aren't.
Well, I appreciate you calling today. Anything else on your mind?
No. Thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate you calling. And again, I said I'm not going to say thanks for calling, but then I do still say it. It burns up time. So let's just go to the callers. I love you all. Angela, or no, that's Angel, in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? How are you?
Welcome, sir. It says you're an immigrant on the Venezuela situation. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I've been hearing you for some time, and I really admire you and what you're doing. I came to this country. I'm an immigrant, and I'm from Venezuela. And what I'm looking in my country is pretty much a pilot program for global control. And what happened is the Chinese took over our resources over there, like the government, the corrupt government. They sold like 10, 20 years of oil without taking it out. So the Chinese government, they give the money. So they own the land and the extraction. So the problem is that the United States is very hard for the U.S. to get in the country and help us, because the Chinese are there and they don't allow anyone to come in because they have investments in the country. So what happened is the government is having the Chinese as a shield protection, because now they know no one can touch them. And that's pretty much what is happening in the country. There's a lot of starvation. I have my family over there, and I've been sending food over there. And the situation there, COVID-19, for them is nothing against what is going on. The level of starvation and people dying because they don't have access to the hospitals or anything else, no access at all. I mean, what is happening over there is amazing. It's amazing. People are dying every day. Thousands of people are dying.
And by the way, what you're saying is accurate. I remember 5 years ago they were saying 2,000 die a week of starvation. I'm hearing those numbers are way up. The zoo animals were eaten many years ago. Communist China has praised your dictator, Maduro. He's traveled to Beijing and been praised by Xi Jinping. And I know you're one of the richest countries, resources-wise, in the world. But under communism, you've been stripped down to nothing. And now they're just preying on you. It's so sad.
No, it's I mean, we didn't have the need to immigrate to any country. Our country was so rich that we didn't have the need to immigrate anywhere. So we're the biggest diaspora right now in the whole world. We have more than 5 million people out of the country. So what I'm saying is that there's a big global elite behind this, with like the Global Economic Forum and the IMF. The IMF is getting so much profiting about all this, what is happening. And I remember that they are the ones that give the money or give the debts to our countries. And now we're like a slave for them. Behind everything that is happening in the U.S., the IMF, and the global economic forum is behind this. It's very hard to get out of this because it's a huge...
Well, that's right. And then people like Sean Penn go and praise Hugo Chavez and Maduro when they literally live in palaces and have enslaved the people and destroyed the middle class. And then it's the communists that work with the IMF and World Bank to actually exploit them. So it's crony capitalists working with communists to oppress their people. It's absolutely sick.
Hey, Alex, and you know what happened? When you go to Europe and you ask for what is going on in Venezuela, for the whole European mind, everything that is happening in Venezuela is correct. We have the best health system. We have the best leadership. But these people are all socialists and communists. And all that leadership in Europe and Asia, they praise what is happening in Venezuela. But what happened is that we are the model. We're a pilot model for them, because that's exactly how they want to control the whole population, by telling them what to eat and what not to eat. And the government is the one that gives the food. So no one...
They make people pray to Hugo Chavez to get their school lunches. God bless you, Angel. All right, powerful call. David, Casey, Cy, Jordan, Brett, Greg, Tyler, your calls are all straight ahead. Brett wants to make the point that all the big shops are closed, but all the small ones are locked down. How obvious is this? It's a total global corporate takeover. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, David Icke has now been unpersoned like I was 2 years ago. And I've invited him to do a show here on the weekend or whenever he wants, because that's who we want on air, is who's been deplatformed. Why Bandai Video is so incredible. We've got the press conferences that medical doctors have exposing COVID-19 as a hoax. We've got the videos from Cedars-Sinai that have been banned up there. We've got the documentary that's been banned off dozens of platforms. Doctors in Black up at Bandai Video. That's what we're doing. We should create a section that's banned films, because all the films we've got are kind of scattered around. We should put them all in one place. There's so much on the site every day. And the site's free. That's why you buy the products, finances, all of this. And our bandwidth costs are just off the charts right now, because as censorship explodes, people are driven to InfoWars now, which is not what I wanted to happen, but I knew it would happen. 2 years ago, people said, how are you handling this? I said, we're going to get in place and have our own independent system and folks support us, because when it gets really bad, they make their big power move, probably with a controlled bioweapon release, to bring in world government and world ID. We've got to stay on air to fight it. And now, here we are inside the dystopia. It's not theoretical now. World government, forced inoculation, forced microchipping being announced, in Israel, in Sweden. It's all going down. Cy in Florida, then Tyler, then Brett. Cy, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on.
Welcome.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to basically go over the falsifying of the numbers by the CDC and then obviously the World Health Organization. And then you've got all of America on house arrest. It's not even a quarantine. You know, quarantine is for sick people. I wish people would get that through their heads.
Exactly. But you usually quarantine who's sick and confirmed. Instead, we're all locked down. This has never been done before.
That's right. And then also you've got, I mean, this is all a part of the lockstep, like you said. You always preach it, you know, all about the Rockefeller Foundation. And then you've got the Bilderberg meetings. Listen, this is also the same people that are pushing for lockdown are the same ones pushing for everybody on a fixed income. You've got socialism, mass inoculation of the people, the open borders, mass abortions, child sacrifice. I mean, the pedophilia, the list goes on, Alex. You already know. But, you know, it's so funny. Before this whole thing happened, you had the Trump rallies packed out. And now you've got people, you know, vying for everything. Let's just shoot it over to Zoom and have everybody speak online. I just think it's very funny.
It's a whole agenda. Switching the train from one train to the other, teaching you, you don't go out and get a job. You don't go out and start a business. You work for us, but you're obsolete. People need to understand this is an admitted trap. And the Democrats and the Hollywood scum have jumped the gun. They're admitting, oh, this is good for the earth. It's good that the old economy is going away. Well, how obvious is that, my friend? How do you think it's going for them, Cy?
Yeah, and now you can see everybody's true colors. Each state's a little bit different, you know. They put in a certain governor, and now you see whose side they're on. It's really actually, a lot of this has brought a lot of good things to light. But you've got, you know, people like even the FBI and the CIA, they're all militarized, you know, operations. So, I mean, just to see, it's really not even about a Republican and a Democrat anymore. It's a fight between light and darkness.
Well, that's right. And everybody in the agencies and the corporations have to understand governments are going to be made obsolete. The family's being made obsolete. You can pretend you're going along with this to be in charge. You're a schmuck if you do that. We have to resist this. This is an anti-human takeover. Cy, great points. Tyler in Arizona says his wife's a nurse. Tell us what's going on, Tyler.
Alex, what a pleasure to talk to you, Bob. Yeah, my wife is a nurse. She's pregnant, about 6 months pregnant with my second child, a little girl coming out. It's going to be really interesting to see how that unfolds. You know, that being said, she's taken standby, which is, you know, leaving. You get a leave without pay or however, just, you know, you take the day off. She's taken standby 3, 4, maybe 5 times since this pandemic's come off, and that's because they were, exactly like you predicted, slowly but surely furloughing and laying off their employees because they weren't having the income rates because the hospitals are slow and empty.
Absolutely. Remember a few months ago, we'd show all the footage of the empty hospitals, and they said it was a lie. We showed the footage that looked like fake hazmat gear crews, and it turns out those very hospitals were staging events with CBS News. I mean, how long can the media get caught staging things?
As long as we let them, boss. What was the president that said? I think it was James Madison. He said, how far would tyranny go? As far as we let them go.
That's it, brother. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Senator Rand Paul just put out a tweet. Oh, look, the anti-real Donald Trump deep state just signed their names to a public letter. ABC News, Justice Department, nearly 2,000 Justice Department officials have signed onto a letter calling for Attorney General William Barr to resign over what they describe as an improper intervention in the criminal case of former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who did nothing wrong, who they said they were targeting to get fired, who they then set up and threatened to put his son in prison if he didn't plead guilty to a crime he didn't commit. And these 2,000 criminals commanded by Comey and Obama and the deep state are the list of the people that need to have their asses fired. Nearly 2,000 former DOJ officials called for A.G. Barr to resign over Flynn case. ABC News. Unbelievable. Well, they've just started fighting, folks. They're not going to give up. They're Chi-Com funded. They've committed so many crimes. They're totally committed to bring this country down. They're not FBI agents. They're not Justice Department officials. They're globalists. The globalists want America gone. They want a depression. And everybody out there in private life, in corporations, and the government, you better decide right now which side you're on, and you better be heard. It's that simple. And again, you can't argue with me. I'm dressed like Bill Gates in a non-threatening pink sweater. So even though I'm going to eat my neighbors, it's okay. I'm wearing a pink sweater. You eat your neighbors. Again, that's Jonathan Swift, modest proposal. Don't want to really eat the neighbors. I want the collapse to stop that is causing mass death. All right, let's go ahead and go to Brett in Chicago. You're on the air, Brett. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Man, I am just seeing everything we knew they were building behind the scenes emerge. I knew exactly what they do, so I mean, it's not a surprise, but it still is a surprise because I can't believe they're really that evil, brother.
Oh, they are that evil. Think about it. So I guess two things I want to get across here. The one thing in Chicago, you know, you look at the Walmart, there's no social distancing at all going on there. They're letting people in by the herd. You know what I'm saying? It's insane, you know? And then you got the local mom-and-pop shops down the street, and they're closed down.
Sir, 15,000 people a day fly into the U.K. Over 50,000 drive in the channel. No one's being checked. But you can't leave your house. They'll grab a woman and slam her head in the ground. But you can fly in all you want. It's a hoax. You can fly from Wuhan to London. And all it's in the news that the British police won't mess with you if you're Asian. But if you're white, you're done because you're there to be taught. You're scum. Sorry, go ahead.
And then the mayor of Chicago wants to say she's gonna prosecute us. We're criminals. We're this. We're
but
that,
then she
right?
gets caught going to an illegal hair salon.
Exactly, right? And then, but of course, you know, let's open up Walmart. Right? Everyone shop at Walmart, Walmart, Walmart. Big corporations. That's just bullshit.
Yeah, they're waging war against small mom and pops. That's why in the future, I used to go to the grocery store, the regular one. I told my wife, and she agreed with me. I said, let's just practice going to this little bodega down the street. It costs more because they can't scale up, but let's try to just eat food out of there. And so we've stopped going to the big grocery stores. I never go in Target, hardly ever, or Walmart. But now I'm done with all of them. I'm done with all chains, all big hotels, all the big establishments. You want to wage war on me? I wage war on you!
And Tom Hanks, right? You know, the reason they're using Tom Hanks as their go-to guy, think about it. He did that movie this year. What was that big movie that he did? The Mr. Rogers movie that all the kids loved, right? So Tom Hanks is like Hollywood's like go-to guy because he's pushing all the propaganda towards those little kids and everything, right? I mean, that's got to be it.
Oh, he's super creepy and super evil. And he's up there telling college commencements where there's no people, you know, you are the chosen ones. You're like World War combat vets. You survived this, and it's all a giant hoax. On record, we must expose the hoax or be totally enslaved. This is their big play. This is their big move. They use fear. They use control. They use compliance. We must say no, Brett. God bless you. All right. I got David, and I got Casey, and I got Bob, and I got Mike, and I got Greg, and I got Ryan. I want to get to all of you. And David Icke says he can only do an hour with us. And I also have this Bill Gates piece that we put together that I want to play. And we have a very special video that I'm going to premiere at 6 after in the 4th hour. I'm just going to leave it at that. Believe me, it's important. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back and jam a few more calls in this next segment ahead of David Icke. And again, if you're a TV viewer, I'm wearing a pink Bill Gates shirt, which means you can trust me. Now, the vaccine's going to kill 700,000 people. He admitted that or maimed them. But it's okay. I'm wearing a pink shirt. And Bill Gates can't argue him either. Bill Gates, you're a eugenicist, you're a criminal. You can't argue. I'm not threatening wearing a pink shirt. You see? Only one thing trumps Gates, that's a pink shirt.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.